The Simply Classical curriculum for special needs moves at my child's pace and gives her exactly what she needs. So writes Amber, a homeschooling mother who has joined thousands in homes and schools teaching from this uniquely Christian classical approach to special education. Teach students with autism, learning disabilities, or Down syndrome based on ability level rather than chronological age. Use promo code LPR20 today at classicalspecialneeds.com. Classicalspecialneeds.com.
Everyone but a few were surprised when this mega abortion clinic was opened, had been constructed largely in secret in Fairview Heights, Illinois, the St. Louis Metro East, one of these big clinics that can service, really, if you stop and think about the numbers in terms of abortion, it makes the blood run cold. It's a trend with Planned Parenthood. They like these clinics big. They like to keep them secret, and then they like to keep them open and running. What does the pro-life community do in response to that? Why is it important for the pro-life community to be there physically near an abortion clinic like that, and then to be able to offer the broadest amount of services as an alternative to killing your baby? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Thursday afternoon, November the 21st, we're going to talk about a pro-life response to a Planned Parenthood abortion mega clinic in the St. Louis Metro East. Joining us to do so, Kathy Lesnoff. She's president and CEO of Mosaic Pregnancy and Health Centers based in Granite City, Illinois. Kathy, welcome to Issues Etc.
It's great to be with you, Todd.
What were your thoughts upon learning about the construction of Planned Parenthood's abortion mega clinic there in Fairview Heights?
Well, Todd, it was one of those situations where I'll never forget where I was when I received the phone call. I was traveling out of state to speak at a banquet, and I was shocked. I believe no one that I've met so far had any knowledge whatsoever that they were doing what they were doing. And so I was just shocked and very saddened.
Why is a pro-life presence necessary as near as possible to a clinic like this one in Fairview Heights?
Well, Todd, we have positioned ourselves currently with our mobile unit directly to the side of that Planned Parenthood facility. And the reason that we have done that is because we want them to have that choice. We're working with another pro-life organization who actually provides sidewalk counseling right in front of Planned Parenthood. And so they're able to send them and direct them to our mobile clinic. And even just this month, we have seen 27 clients on board our mobile unit as a result of being right next to the Planned Parenthood.
So you are offering a genuine and physical alternative to walking into that mega clinic.
Absolutely. Once they step on board our mobile unit, it's a beautiful mobile unit. We had it retrofitted and wrapped with excellence, so it's just really, really, really nice. They step on board, we do an intake, we confirm a pregnancy by running a pregnancy test. We have a registered nurse on board, and what she will do at that time, she'll confirm the pregnancy, she'll do counseling with her, and then she will perform an ultrasound. This mobile unit is fully medical, and once we do the ultrasound, we're able to let her have a good visual, an inside look at what's going on inside her body. And it's just wonderful when they get to see that little baby, the heart beating, etc.
Tell us some of the stories of Mosaic's work with pregnant women and their babies.
Well, Todd, I've been with Mosaic for 32 years. We've been serving thousands and thousands of women in our direct Metro East area. And we have had between 92 and 98% of our abortion vulnerable clients change their minds and choose life for their unborn babies. I think one of the things I'd love to tell the listeners is these little beautiful babies grow up, and they're life changers. My very first abortion-minded client chose life, did the whole counseling session with her, and literally took her into our home. She delivered her baby boy, released him for adoption, And I happen to know the family she chose. I had nothing to do with it, but I just happened to know them. And he grew up. He works with a Christian organization, married a wonderful Christian woman, has had two sets of twins. And just to see what God is doing through his life, all because his mom chose life for him. And so they grow up. These babies grow up and they change the world. And it's an amazing, amazing thing to see.
Why is it important that a crisis pregnancy center offer as many health services as they possibly can?
Well, I believe it's important, Todd, because it adds credibility to who we are in the community. Also, since we're a Christ-centered organization, when we began the pregnancy center, I like to look back at who our original founders were, because they happen to be a Lutheran pastor, Pastor Les Sato, Mary Cruda, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. So I'm giving a big shout out to the Missouri Synod Lutherans because they actually started Mosaic Pregnancy and Health Centers. We began the ministry with two thoughts in mind. We wanted to be able to provide women good information so they could make an educated decision. We never, ever would ever refer for an abortion, even in the tough cases. We believe that God creates all life. So it's up to him. He never makes a mistake, no matter what or how that baby is conceived. But the second reason that we began the ministry was to be able to have an opportunity to share the gospel with the clients that come into the pregnancy center. So with that in mind, when you offer a lot of services, you draw a lot of different clients into the ministry. Offering STI testing and treatment, for instance, we're seeing men and women who are coming in to be tested for an STI or an STD. If the test comes back positive, and we have an incredibly high amount of positive STI tests, we're able to treat them. But it gets them in there so that we can share the gospel with them. And also, if they're there for a pregnancy test, we do a routine STI screening on them. Because if they are to have an abortion when they are infected with an STI, they could get pelvic inflammatory disease. So having more services protects them, adds credibility to who we are, draws them, and again, it gives us an opportunity to share the gospel with them. Also, the ones who are sexually active coming in for an STI test, they may find themselves in a crisis pregnancy, and we hope that we're the first ones they turn to.
So you had mentioned your C2 mobile service. Why is a mobile presence important?
Well, we purchased our mobile unit. We used to have three offices. The Granite City office, we had an office in Belleville, and we had an office in Edwardsville. Well, we thought locating in Edwardsville, we were being strategic because of the college campus there. But then we realized quickly that Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville has, they're fully equipped with medical services there, and they do not do any referrals to us. So they are already offering a host of medical services there. So we thought, well, here we have this amazing statistic. At that time, it was 98% of our abortion-vulnerable clients chose life. But that was because they were coming to us. We were providing them with truth. And once they would receive truth, they would choose life for their unborn babies. But they would have to come to us. So we decided instead of waiting for them to come to us for that truth, we would take the truth to them. So when our lease was up in Edwardsville, we did a capital campaign. God provided above and beyond. We purchased our C2 mobile medical unit, and then we're able to offer the services in Wood River, Edwardsville, and Collinsville, and now, of course, in front of the Planned Parenthood. So we're able to take the truth to them.
And how exactly were you guys able to get a position right there across the fence from the mega clinic?
Thankfully, there's a brother in the Lord who actually owns the building that sits on that property. And so we were granted permission from him to park our mobile unit in that parking lot.
Have abortion clinic employees attempted to stop your efforts to help women coming to them for an abortion?
They really haven't. They really haven't. That's a really excellent question, but they haven't really done anything to stop us. I think because everything that we do are within the boundaries of the law. And so God protects us and keeps us safe. And we really have not seen that.
What kind of cautionary information do you provide for abortion-minded women about abortion?
Well, the first thing that we do is we share with them, we do the pregnancy test, we have an obstetrical wheel, so we're able to give them an estimated date of the baby's birth. Once we can somewhat determine, and it's not an exact science, but then once the ultrasound is done, that would confirm it as well, we give them fetal development information. So we talk to them about what their baby looks like, how far along the baby is, that at 8 weeks, it has every single thing that it needs to grow and develop that you and I have. And so we just share some of that with them. Then we feel if they are looking at abortion as a possible option for them, they need to understand that. We talk to them about the types of abortions that are available and the possible dangers and risk involved in the abortion procedure, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And so not everybody has a physical problem when they have an abortion. Not everybody has an emotional problem, but many women do. So we feel before they sign that release form going in to have an abortion, they need to understand what that says and that there very well could be possible dangers and risk down the road for them if they choose that. So that's why we believe we need to equip them and empower them with wonderful information about the possibilities of those dangers.
Kathy Lesnoff is our guest. She's president and CEO of Mosaic Pregnancy and Health Centers based in Granite City, Illinois. We're talking about a pro-life response to a Planned Parenthood abortion mega clinic in the St. Louis Metro East. Now, all that information, the pro-choice side says, is simply designed to scare women. We'll see how Kathy responds to that accusation next. Why do the Lutheran confessions quote the ancient church fathers? Find out in Pastor Will Whedon's column, Why We Bother with the Fathers, in the latest issues, etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Professor Adam Kuntz details his journey from the Book of Common Prayer to the Book of Concord. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
Lutheran Federal Credit Union is committed to serving you and to serving the church. Lutheran FCU serves you by offering mortgage and auto loans, checking and savings accounts, credit and debit cards. Lutheran FCU serves the church through its Ministry of the Month program, October's recipient, the National Lutheran Cross Country Championship. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Good for you, good for the church. Lutheran Federal Credit Union. LutheranFCU.org.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
I'm Pastor Todd Rappe. I serve a congregation here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, a sister congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. All of the saints here gather around blood, water, and spirit as theologians of the cross every Sunday morning at 10:30. We only welcome sinners. We certainly would welcome you. If you'd like to contact us through our website, you may do so at faylcms.org.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. LutherAcademy.com and like them on Facebook. Facebook.com/LutherAcademy.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about a pro-life response to a Planned Parenthood abortion mega clinic in the St. Louis Metro East. Kathy Lesnoff is our guest. She's president and CEO of Mosaic Pregnancy and Health Centers based in Granite City, Illinois. You can join LCMS Life Ministry for the March for Life that will be held Friday, January the 24th next year in Washington, D.C. Learn more at lcms.org/life, advocating for the unborn, weak, and vulnerable. LCMS Life Ministry, lcms.org/life. Kathy, before the break, you were talking about the information that you provide to abortion-minded women, the accurate, sometimes a bit alarming, cautionary information. How do you respond to the very common accusation made against crisis pregnancy centers that that information is intended to scare women?
Well, we're not trying to scare them. Again, we're trying to inform them. If we just use a scare tactic, it might work for a minute, but that's not what we're trying to do. In the same way, if you had a child and you don't want the child to put the hand on the stove, because if they put their hand on the stove, their hand is going to be burned, we feel like what we're doing is sharing truth with these clients. So before they get burned, you know, they know that there are some possible dangers and risks involved. So we're not trying to frighten them as much as we are to equip them with truth and empower them with that truth so they're making that educated decision.
Do you also offer help for women post-abortion?
Well, we do. We have a wonderful post-abortive program in the ministry. It's 10 weeks long. We have women who are specifically trained to help these women. It's Christ-centered. It's an amazing Bible study, really. Helps them understand who Jesus Christ is and how he died for their sins. And if they repent, they can be forgiven from the sin of abortion. And nothing is too great to be able to bring it before the cross and allow the Lord to forgive them, and also forgiving themselves. That's another key and another important element in our post-abortion program, is just helping them then to forgive themselves. If they're blaming others, their boyfriend at the time, or their parents, you know, forgiveness is key. Receiving forgiveness and offering forgiveness is really, really key to our post-abortion program.
Why do you think the number of abortion clinics in the U.S. is decreasing while the number of crisis pregnancy centers is increasing, I think almost to double the number of the existing abortion clinics now?
Well, I'm really, really thankful that Christians across the country and overwhelming crisis pregnancy centers, the overwhelming amount of pregnancy centers are Christ-centered. And so I really believe that Christians are stepping up to the plate, and they know that God has called us to defend those who cannot speak for themselves. So that's a direct command out of the Word of God, and I really believe that Christians are answering that call. That's definitely one big reason that we're seeing crisis pregnancy centers increase throughout the United States. One reason I believe that we're seeing abortion clinics decrease, part of that is directly resulting from the pregnancy center movement. The other result, if we're to be completely honest, would be, you know, since medical abortions are readily available now, which would be the morning after pill, or are you 46, we're not seeing as many surgical abortions being performed because they're being done, you know, performed but through medical abortions at an earlier stage in the pregnancy. So that could contribute as well.
For you personally, you said 30 years in this work. Why do you continue to work diligently for the pro-life cause?
Well, you know, Todd, I have such a passion for the pro-life movement, and probably a lot of it has to do with my own personal testimony. And I used to be involved at a very large abortion clinic before I came to Christ. So during that period of time, I came to the very end of myself. The wages of sin is death, and my whole testimony is like 40 minutes long. However, I did attempt suicide. This was 41 years ago, and God just sovereignly kept that gun from going off. I went over to my mother-in-law's house, and she introduced the Lord to me, just began to explain the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I repented and committed my heart to Christ. So it was shortly after that God obviously revealed to me what I was doing, and I was killing babies. And so I left the abortion industry. My husband and I got involved in a local church and just grew in our faith. And 5 years later, the Lord crossed my path with five other believers. We prayed for 3 months, and there was nothing like our pregnancy center on the east side of the river. So we began what is now known as Mosaic Pregnancy and Health Centers. We've been serving women for 32 years. I have many opportunities to travel across the United States, sharing my testimony, raising money for other pregnancy centers. And I've never forgotten Todd, what abortion is and why we need to be able to provide truth and alternatives to women who think that that's an option for them.
If area listeners want to support your efforts aiding men and women at this new abortion mega clinic in the St. Louis Metro East, what can they do?
If they just want to visit our website, give us a call at supportmosaic.org. They can support us online. We've just purchased a building in Fairview Heights, which is where we'll actually be doing our parenting classes. We follow these clients all the way through their pregnancy and afterwards. So it's not just that initial visit with them. We make contact with them at least once a month. And then, of course, the parenting classes. We offer support during labor and delivery. I've done that 105 times. You know, so there's a lot of services that we offer. But we also going to have that brick and mortar building. But the mobile unit costs money to exist as well. We've had to hire a new nurse. Excited about that. So even though we're not excited about Planned Parenthood being there, we are excited that it didn't catch God off guard and he's using Mosaic. So they can call the office, they can visit us online and support us that way. And we would be just so grateful and appreciative.
Kathy Lesnoff is president and CEO of Mosaic Pregnancy and Health Centers based in Granite City, Illinois. You'll find a link to Mosaic Pregnancy and Health Centers at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives or call 618-451-2002. That's 618-451-2002. Kathy, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Todd. God bless. Bye-bye.
Well, 10 years ago, there were many who were calling this statement alarmist, over the top, unrealistic, a slippery slope argument. I remember all the criticisms that were leveled against the Manhattan Declaration. It was telling us that a culture war, not just a culture war, but a war for the hearts and minds of the American people was coming, was already underway on the issues of marriage and family and children. It predicted a lot of things that have come true. It even didn't predict some. We'll be talking about the 10th year anniversary of the Manhattan Declaration.
Listen
next.
Weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.